rise. Don't memorize. Adventures and narrated books are connected for a reason. We need peace and serenity to actually build up understanding. Where would Newton be had he went through school merely memorizing? You can't look at the moon and throw an apple so hard as to see it coming back around behind you and visualize how the curvature of Earth can counteract gravity. At a certain speed, as the apple gets pulled down by gravity, the Earth's surface naturally curves down to keep the apple at the same height. You can't see this when you are stressed out or threatened by punishment. Those kinds of things are only good for the teachers and their fraudulent paychecks. If you try to describe Newton's cannon or the apple, you get calculus. And when you mess with math for long enough, you discover silly tricks that you can then use as shortcuts in your formulas, as the case is with Lorentz transformations. They are born out of geometric frolicking and neat anomalies, not that far away from chucking apples around planets, but really closer to messing with triangles or wooden frames and then observing all the ratios. None of this can be understood by memorization or by formula. It has to be seen or independently reinvented, or as the case was with Henry Cavendish, independently freaking invented. He didn't just turn the corner of his room into a laboratory. He converted his whole house. And he didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. And in fact, Newton never gave up his research into alchemy. I doubt Einstein had a pretty good time once he realized that relativity merely sits atop of that spooky action at a distance. They didn't have faith in their professors, you see. Faith is earned, not granted. They just walked their own paths of curiosities, of answers and discoveries. School will give you memorization, a temporary impression of knowledge. Even if there was an office dedicated to explaining every formula in a visual fashion, the curricula are gibberish, the subject divisions are wrong, and anywho, all is written in the wrong sequence. In fact, there is no correct sequence, as each student must follow their own path as dictated by their innermost and noblest constellations of curiosities. There is a simple visualization for everything, and even better than that, a coherent history of easy-to-visually-grasp complexity, starting all the way back from counting sticks and the need for number zero. Though again, as beautiful as that is, only the student can dictate the path. The consequences of fake education are grave. What we know dictates the decisions we make. To delay student knowledge with arrogance, ignorance, and complete incompetence is to sentence them to prisons with invisible walls and have them curse themselves for decisions that absolutely seem as their own, but are in fact the curse of fake and ineffective education. Such is the tragedy that great beings are not even celebrated. They may be openly misunderstood, misrepresented, and may be even belittled or demonized. The authenticity of a school is not found in the new buildings and the fancy stadium. It is not found in the good mood of the smartly dressed and genuinely kind staff and teachers. It is the question of effectiveness asked some years post-graduation. Did the math teach math? Did biology teach biology? Did programming class teach programming? Did physics teach physics? Did gym class even teach about working out? Did the government class teach about the government? Did humanities teach about all things human, the fallacy of genius, ugliness of indoctrination? Did it teach about our unique brilliance, or the need for serenity and nature? Did it teach that to grow up means to grow all the way up until we each become a great being? Fake education dressed in authentic outfits is not the first false belief to have grasped the world, to milk it for coin or some other imaginary nonsense. Take your narrated books to the great trails, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. Learn by inheriting wisdom from countless authors and lifetimes you discover in books. Do not let those cold and timid souls take real knowledge away from you. From knowledge comes wisdom, and from wisdom stems greatness.